Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Deadly Force.
Hey, what's up, what's up? How are you guys out there? How's everything?
I hope everything is well with everybody out there. So let's get to this interview. So, are you a part of a label?
No, currently I'm unsigned. Hoping to latch on eventually, but currently I'm unsigned.
Okay, awesome. So, how long have you been rapping?
It's been a while. I mean, owning my craft, I would say well over about 14 years or so that I've been serious about it. But I played around when I was younger, probably about the age of 7 or so. So as I got older, I just took it even more serious.
Okay, cool. So what kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
I'm more of a storyteller. I often get compared to the Notorious B.I.G. There's a lot of similarities in my music, people say, as well as in his. That is my idol, so naturally that's where the similarities come in. But I'm more of a storyteller. I can kind of cross over and do pretty much anything, but I prefer to keep it in the story and try to give the listeners something they can actually visualize as they're listening to the lyrics or the words. So.
Okay, cool. So what actually inspired you to become an artist?
Growing up, my parents listened to a lot of the Motown era, and then there was a lot of, like, Sam Cooke being played and things like that. And my stepfather, he's a DJ, so he just played a lot of different genres of music growing up, and I just fell in love with music as a whole. And as time moved on, I just fell in love with it. And I remember growing up and then just seeing, like, the different artists Diddy would put out, and I always aspired to kind of do the same thing and build my own brand and try to mold artists and do things like that. So it just came with the territory, I guess you could say.
Okay. So what do you do when you're not performing?
I like giving back. I'm currently an educator, so that's kind of the funny aspect. I like to make sure that we kind of keep young boys on the straight and narrow. There's a lot of things out there that can tempt them to do the wrong thing, so I try to give back to my community as much as possible. And I know a lot of people probably do, like a young rapper already talking about giving back, but I really think that's vital in today's youth. So I really try to do as much as I can. I coach youth basketball and just do things like that to try to make sure young guys have an avenue and an outlet to go to that's not just the streets. And just like to hang out and chill with my children. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. That's so awesome. So when is your next tape coming out?
Currently I'm working on a project of one of my artists that I'm working with. Her name's Mona Moore, so we're trying to work on that. And then I had this concept project that I'm working on where it's kind of like a soundtrack to a movie that hasn't been shot yet. It's a movie that I wrote a while ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. So each song on the track actually tells a story in the movie that I'm creating. And it's real dope. So I'm hoping to release an actually second album. I got, like, tracks just sitting waiting. Another mixtape within another 4 or 5 months from now. And it's just grinding. I get so many thoughts and and things like that. And it's like I'll start on one project, and it's like, oh, I got this idea to do this, and then I got this idea to do that. And before you know it, I've been recorded 45, 50 songs. And I'm like, okay, what are we going to do with all these, all this music? So,
interesting. Wow. So what is the name of the movie?
Right now, I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to go with the whole double standard. I think I want to call it double standard, but I haven't really decided. And the story is just pretty much about a young kid who grows up in the inner city, who kind of sees things from a different light, and he's viewed differently. He's like thought to be a type of kid that he never really was, and he grew up in a household where it was his dad kind of raising him and his sister, because one of his brother was murdered, and then his other brother went on to the military. So it kind of like kind of a thing where the family kind of was broken up because the mom actually went for revenge on her son's killer, and he was pretty much raised in a house with just his dad, but dad really didn't have time because he had to make ends meet. So kind of like the part I play in the story is me rapping his whole lifestyle from what he go through and things like that throughout the whole course of the movie. But it's real dope.
That's really cool. Like, seriously cool. But where can you, you know, download or purchase your mixtape?
Well, I'm one of the rare artists that loves to just give away free music. So if you hop on my SoundCloud, I got endless tracks on there. If a track isn't available for download, just let me know. It's SoundCloud.com/DeadlyForce. You can also, I got endless mixtapes on that piff. I got a mixtape called Jordan the Pippin of the Rap Game featuring me and my man Azo. My first mixtape called The Grand Entrance is on there. My first actual album, which was on iTunes, that I later took down because I felt like I just needed to focus more on just letting people get free music. That is actually on, that piff as well, and that's called Forceful Entry Volume 1. And then I got a single right now on iTunes. That's the only thing that you pay for. It's called Here to Stay. I Think I Love You, and it's featuring my female artist, Mona Moore. And, I mean, that's pretty much it. And then I'm working on, like I say, I got the double standard. I think we're going to kind of stick with that name. And then I have the Forceful Entry Volume 2 that I'm like 12 or 13 songs deep. And I just love music and love trying to give back and give good music. So any tracks, any features, anybody need me on, just hit me up, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and we can make it happen.
Okay. Awesome. So where did you get your name?
The name Deadly Force. It's crazy because I kind of like bounce from name to name trying to find different names. And it just was a name that kind of stuck out. When you hear Deadly Force, it's like something that occurred instant and it's dangerous and it's like unexpected, but when it happens, you know it happened. And it's a sudden impact. So that's what I kind of wanted to be. When you hear my voice, when you hear something I put out, like suddenly it impacts you and it changes who you are, what you were thinking at that time. So that's where the whole Deadly Force came from.
Interesting. Okay. So what makes you different from the rest?
I think me being different from the rest because I'm not just a MC. A lot of people may not know I write R&B, country. I dig into some rock and roll. I just love music as a whole. So you may hear something that I wrote and wouldn't even think I wrote it because you probably think, nah, there's no way this dude can kind of flip and do that. And that's one of the things. And then just I'm not one of those that's trying to fit into a certain persona and try to make it seem like I lived this way, and I didn't. I was blessed to just be in a household with a mom and a stepdad, and also have my biological dad and my stepmom in my life. So I don't have to sell that story about mom's not being there and things like that, or dad not really being there, stuff like that. I don't have to try to make up stories to be successful. Like, I know what I can do, and I know what I'm capable of. So I just let the music speak for itself.
Okay. Interesting. So how old are you?
You want the Hollywood age, or you want the real age? I'll give the real age. I'm not ashamed. I'll be 32 in September, but
oh,
I look.
Oh, wait. What? When is September?
The 29th, Libra, all the way.
Dude, I'm the 18th.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
September.
That's an awesome month. September's an awesome month.
It is, definitely. So, where are you from?
I'm from D.C., Southeast, born and raised. Lived in Prince George's County around my 10th grade year. And then I lived in Baltimore a little bit for college, and alumni of Morgan State University. So.
Mm, okay.
Yep. So.
What did you make?
Communications, radio production. So shout out to all my former MSU student radio classmates, and just MSU family as a whole.
Okay, so what's your favorite song from any of your mixtapes?
Wow, you hit me with my favorite song.
yeah.
I do so many songs. If I have to say one of my favorite songs would probably be, it's a song called Ungrateful that I wrote that I think is definitely one of my favorites. And that's just, Ungrateful was pretty much about a situation that I was in that I felt like I'd done, or you know, you get in a relationship and you feel like you do everything you can for that person, and no matter what you do in that relationship, be it male or female, it's just never enough. So it's like, why you gotta be so ungrateful? Like,
yeah.
Whatever I do for you is never good enough. If I don't do it, you complain. If I do it, you complain. Why you can't just live with the fact that I'm attempting to beat it? So that's one of my favorite ones, is Ungrateful.
Okay. Awesome. So when you're getting ready to write a song, what's your ritual?
It's funny because I'm one of those where I used to just be able to write and then put it to any beat, and I still can do that. But now I could just be driving and something to come in my head, and I'll put my iPhone on record and just start either singing a hook or rapping a verse or doing whatever. And then when I get home, I'll listen to what I wrote or listen to what I said and then jot it down or take something out and things like that. So it's always mostly spontaneous. Or I may get a beat from somebody and they send it to me and like, I need you to write to this. And then when I start, I'll just sit down and just start thinking of, okay, what am I hearing? And then based on what the melody of the track is telling me, that's when I just kind of go in. So that's kind of how I get in tune with the music per se. And then I try to always, in my mind, try to think of, okay, if I was submitting this to an artist, who would this song sound good for? And that kind of puts me in the mood I need to be in to write it for whoever I feel I want to give it to once I get in the industry or whatever the case may be.
Okay, cool. So, do you play any instruments?
No, I don't play any instruments outside of, like, saxophone in, like, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And I did, like, violin in, like, 3rd grade or something like that. Outside of that, there's been no instruments over the last 20 years of my life.
Okay. Well, do you get nervous when you're getting ready to perform?
I'm always nervous when I'm getting ready for form. It's like, even still, I'm like the shyest person. And it's like people would be like, all right, come on, do something. Let's do this. And I'm like, nah, I'm not ready. Nah, can you spit for me? Nah, I'm not ready. And then it's like I'll get in the mode where I'm just no longer me. And it makes it easier, but I'm always nervous. And like, I think it's more so afraid that I'm going to let the people I'm doing it for down. Because I know that I'm not just doing it for me. There's a lot of people riding on my shoulders when I do perform. So that's the biggest issue for me.
Okay. Interesting. So, goodness gracious. What are your immediate music career goals from next 1 to 3 years?
The next 1 to 3 years is hopefully just being able to start up my own production company, EBS Entertainment, which stands for Everybody Shine Entertainment. And I'm a firm believer. I'm not going to be one of those companies where I'm focused on myself more than my other artists. I just want to see everybody in my camp just eating and just prosperous. So I'm just that type of individual. So that's my focus. It's just to get heard, get the artists around me heard, because we got a lot of good music and we feel like it's only a matter of time. Not looking to necessarily sign to a major, because I'm pretty certain that I can do it independently, and if the music's good, labels will come running. But really just to get the message out there and just to be seen and heard by as many people as possible is pretty much my goal for the next 1 to 3 years. Hopefully me and you'll chat again in the future, and you'll be able to say you broke me as an artist. So,
yay! I would love to be able to say that. Definitely.
Yes.
So, how would you define the word success?
Success to me, defining it is just to be comfortable. I'm not one of them artists that needs to be in $5 million house with 20 cars. Success is just always providing quality music. And one of my biggest sayings is success is my only failure. I believe when people reach a certain level of success, they just stop trying to do what got them there. So that's my only downfall. I want to always be hungry and be grinding to do better than what I've done before. And never just stop and say, okay, I made it, because I've never made it. It's always something and more to strive for.
Okay. Cool. So what are your long-term career goals?
Long-term career goals, definitely win a Grammy. Just to say I've done it and that I'm capable of doing it. Also, to just connect with some of my favorite musicians and songwriters and things like that, and to hopefully open up a school of music, and just give back to my community. That's my long-term goal, see that my children are well taken care of. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. So let's get to these songs. So the first song is called Here to Stay, I Think I Love You. So what inspired this song?
That song was actually inspired by my wife, actually. And, yeah, I'm married. So it was kind of writing that was like when we first started talking, like people – got so much to say, you know, when you get into a relationship in the earlier stages, people like, oh, it ain't gonna work, blah, blah, blah. You whipped, she got you whipped. So it was like, I ain't caring what they think. I think I love you. I'm here to stay. It don't matter what my friends may think or what whomever may think about you or not. It's you and I. So that was the biggest thing behind that and the motivation behind that. It wasn't our story per se, but she was the inspiration behind that.
So sweet. I love it. All right, well, here is Here to Stay, I Think I Love You by Deadly Forest.
About a dream I had where I was actually living a life I wanted to live. So it was, of course, a fictional story because it hasn't happened yet, but it just talks about, like, what life would be like if I actually made it where I'm trying to get. So.
Okay, awesome. So here is Finally Made It by Deadly Forest.
Thank you.
pockets full champagne. How does it feel, you damn lame? Guess you wouldn't know. Dolly sings to death in the wild. Call y'all D'Angelo. Mini puff patrol. Never been me. Mouse in the house. Never been he. Plenty. We got the legs open like Clarence. I keep stroking. Y'all do keep fucking. Always on the juice of the Ophian. Keep down Ethiopian. Ask when they can sack good music like Kanye. With no main back, but I fuck with the real thing. Just don't come talk about blunt play like the car going back, but that's the one way. You competing with me, that's funny. I'm chilling with you, Captain, my playboy money. Don't know why.
Made that song a long time ago. I want to say it was like 02. And I had just got tired of seeing like certain women depicted in music videos, you know, the lighter skinned or a certain tone of women. So I was like, okay, or not even just different tones of women, but rarely do you see like just a regular average sister in the video. So it kind of was like my ode to just chocolate or certain type of women. But as the song, I dig into the song, it was just pretty much women in general and just comparing them to like different types of foods and stuff like that. So it was kind of fun and interesting. The beat was kind of crazy. So I was like, let me play around with it. And you got Chocolate Girl.
Okay, well, here is Chocolate Girl by Deadly Force.
Hey, girl, what's your name? The name's Deadly, let's know the strange. eyes, Marie, chocolate. I'm all chocolate, that's what you do to me. You give me everything I need. I'm all black, just give me a chance. You know I'm trying to get your peanut butter, man. But we get Japan, just to get the big play section. We're killing everyone like Robert King. They allergic to the style. You got this good kid, you're cold, but better when you're hot. My family, they like bananas, we split. But they don't know shit, they all got this. Let me show you every aspect of the world. I love you because you're my chocolate.
With you and to share my music with the world. Hopefully, folk like it.
Yeah, I hope. I know I enjoyed it. I'm so sorry the thing is playing again.
No, you're fine.
Okay, so if you want to check out more songs from Deadly Force, you can click on the link that is in the description. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. And as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
This is Beauty Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is Beauty Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.